Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think the reunion tour is over, Donnie. I do. It's kind of sad. I feel bad saying that, but I mean, I think Kutch is going to look for more of a regular role, and I think the Pirates can't afford to pay a DH who didn't really produce all that much last season $5 million. I took Ben Cherington coming back as Andrew McCutchen not coming back.
That was Jason Mackey on this very radio show yesterday. Huge credit to Donnie, the host, football. He asked the question. Mackey gave the answer. And then, as is often the case, in the year 2025, it took a few hours, but Andrew McCutchen chimed in from Twitter with three powerful letters. L-O-L. Imagine Mickey Mantle doing that, or Babe Ruth responding to tabloid headlines with LOL. They'd have probably thrown him in the loony bin because no one knew what that meant back then. That's Andrew McCutchen. It was posted by North Shore 9. I'll give them a little pop. They grabbed Jason's clip, although they didn't, I think. They did tag both of us, the fan and Mackie, in there. So they could have tagged me and Donnie and maybe even Pony, but I'll give them like an A- on accreditation there and on citing their sources there. McCutchen responds to them, says LOL. It's a solo PM team, if you haven't noticed, and the fan text line here at 412-928-9370 is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We've got a busy one today. This has become a little bit of a rite of passage show, at least in my recollection. Pony tends, because he runs the big old brain down to nothing every single week, coming up with lots of topics and churning through all the NFL games that are happening and trying to figure out how it all relates back to the Steelers. Pony tends to take the Friday, at least, leading into the Steelers' bye weekend off. And I feel like, and I cannot prove this because I do not have a good memory, I am the reverse of an elephant. I'm the guy in Memento who had to tattoo his name onto his arm because he doesn't remember anything. But I am pretty sure that I have started to make it a staple, a habit, where I will either this week or the first week of college football before the pros start do a big state of the program. So we're going to do a little baseball to start. And we've got some college football lined up for you as well. And some solo Mulzy Show favorite guests, I think, even in the offing. So much so that I think at least one of them makes like a running joke out of the fact that he's hardly ever on when the whole show is together. Anyway, hope you're having a good Friday. Let's get right into it. Here's the question. You hear that quote from Mackey. You get his analysis of the situation with McCutchen. I think the reunion tour is over. I think he'll seek out a more regular role. He's coming off of arguably the worst full season of his professional career. I think you can be somebody who loves Andrew McCutchen and admit that this was a diminished version of him. Even from last year, the OPS dropped 40 points. The power numbers dropped. He had 35 extra base hits versus 39. He had 20 home runs last year, down to 13 this year. He hit for a little better average. He got on base technically a little bit higher, but he didn't slug the ball all that well. You can be a big fan of his, and you can admit that he really wasn't Andrew McCutchen for the Pirates. And he hasn't been Andrew McCutchen, the guy that we saw in his prime, for a while, because he's in his late 30s. He's barely younger than me. His response of LOL just made me think this. Very simple question. Think about what the guy means to Pittsburgh. I understand that in some ways it is disheartening and depressing that the game that we all cite back to and look back to and think about as it pertains to the glory days of the modern iteration of this franchise is a one-game wild card playoff. But he is the most beloved player, I would say, even more than Skeens, who's quickly rising up the ranks and is probably already number two. And I think you can make a case Skeens is already the best player the Pirates have had post-Barry Bonds. No offense to McCutchen, who won an MVP. Skeens easily could have gotten a lot of votes for that. I think he's the most beloved player and the avatar of when times were good for this team. And him saying LOL could mean a lot of things. Could be, ha ha ha, just typical people speculating. Nobody actually knows. Nobody has a clue what I want to do. Nobody even knows what the Pirates want to do. But it was kind of a dismissive reply at the very least. And if you write LOL to somebody speculating that you might look elsewhere, maybe you're just intending to stay. Maybe he wants to continue prioritizing living here because he likes it here, because his family likes it here, because his wife and kids like it here, all that stuff. And he's just going to keep coming back if the Pirates will have him. By the way, I think the Pirates would have him because I think the Pirates, from a very strict public relations standpoint, feel like it's good for business to have Andrew McCutchen around. Which brings me to this point. If you're a Pirates fan listening to this, and you hear Mackey speculate on our station that he thinks this was it this year, he was back for 3 years, it was fun, he was actually an above-average offensive player in any way you want to slice it, 2 years prior here, and really last year too, that he thinks that, you hear him say it's done, Matt, and then McCutchen himself responds to that. What do you actually want to see happen to this guy? You got three more years of a reunion tour with him. Mackey thinks it's not happening anymore. Mackey thinks they're going to go their separate ways like Journey. Do you want him back? And I don't mean that in the sense of like, well, Andrew McCutchen wasn't good enough to play for the Pirates. A 700 OPS and a 95 OPS plus meant that he was still like on their upper echelon of offensive players this year, which says more about their offense than it does about anything. Are you a fan who wants to see this guy, if he's going to keep playing, if he wants to keep playing, look out for himself instead of show loyalty to the Pirates and try to latch on somewhere else as a, maybe not an everyday player, but a guy who appears in, I don't know, 100 games instead of 135 and gives himself a chance to hunt down a World Series? He's not what he used to be. He's not really close to what he used to be. I would imagine everyone would understand that that is the case with McCutchen. But he is still somebody who I suspect, if he was given a reduced role in a better lineup where he might see more pitches to hit, still draws walks, still gets on base, still has a very good command of the strike zone, has a veteran presence about him, and is the kind of well-liked player who I think would get a team, even if he was new to that team, to rally around him to try to win one for him. I wonder if, even though you enjoyed watching Andrew McCutchen, because this is kind of how I feel about this, even if you enjoyed watching him these last 3 years, if it's kind of the old genie, you're free, fly away, go somewhere else where you can be happy, and in this case, try to win. That's the weird thing. I think he is happy here. I think he likes playing here. I think he likes being back here, even though he expressed frustration with the way this front office and this ownership group handled the season. I think he overall likes it here, even though it doesn't seem like there's anything in the offing that's going to resemble competitive baseball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think this discussion is also a stand-in for whether or not you have any belief whatsoever that the Pirates will stick to their word when it comes to what they plan on doing this offseason. If you actually believe that there is some major move that's going to happen that's going to be transformative to their lineup and is going to make them a legitimate threat, a team that should have a chance to win the division, then presumably I can see you wanting McCutchen to stick around and try to be a part of that. Reduced role, part-time DH, maybe plays the field a little bit here and there, kind of a super utility DH type of player. I don't know. If you think this team can win, I would imagine you think he can still be a part of that and you'd want it to happen here. But if you're somebody that has revered this guy, and understandably so for so many years because of what he's meant to the franchise, because of how he's conducted himself, because of the fact that he came up when it couldn't have been worse for this team, and through almost sheer force of will was the driving force player to take them to a playoff berth, then another playoff berth, then another playoff berth. If you revere him for all these reasons and you don't think that the Pirates can contend, then don't you want to see him get one last bite at the apple somewhere where he maybe could? 412-928-9370. Jason Mackey yesterday, he's going to be back on the Pirates beat for the PG. He said, I think the reunion tour is over. Asked by Donnie, good job, Don, whether there'll be another year of Andrew McCutchen on the Pirates. McCutchen's response, LOL. What do you want to see happen? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Tony. Let's start off right now with our guy Tony and Butler on McCutchen. Hello, Tony.
Hey, Chris. Hey, what I'd like to see him do is come out and say, I have more in the tank. I want to keep playing, but I can't do it again for Pittsburgh. I think him coming out and making a statement about the ownership and lack of getting better would do a lot more than him bringing his average 39-year-old game back to Pittsburgh.
Let me ask you something. You think that would like shame and or chasten Bob Nutting into spending more and changing the way he approaches the team?
At the end of the day, no. But I think Andrew McCutchen coming out and making a statement would be one of the strongest things that could happen. If there's anything going to change it, that might be it.
I mean, I think that his words, as much as he's revered and as much as he's the ultimate veteran presence there, I think Skeens saying something super strong on the record, no ambiguity, would be the strongest possible message that could be sent because he's your best player now. The other thing about asking for McCutchen to be that dude is, for all the frustration that I think exists among fans towards the owner, it seems like McCutchen and Bob Nutting have always gotten along famously. They more or less like one-on-one did the initial deal to bring him back here. I mean, that's how all the reporting went. McCutchen himself came on this show, I believe, and said as much to us that it was he and Bob Nutting hammering out the details. So you might want to believe that he would then take that tack publicly, but nothing about the relationship he's built with the owner would suggest that he would be willing to do that. I think he would limit the critiques to, yeah, I'd like to see the team do this and this, but I don't think you're going to see sort of that the pound of flesh personal shot kind of fired. What do you want to see happen to Andrew McCutchen? 412-928-9370. Let's go to Jody in Brookline. What's up, man?
Hey, Chris.
Yo.
So, one thing, I love a little bit of solo Malzy. I think it allows you to really find your voice. I like it. Anyway.
Well, my voice when Pony's here is just that I'm a smartass contradicting everything
he
says,
yeah.
Which is fun. I got to be honest, it's very fun.
I feel like
Positive you're when I'm by myself?
Yeah.
Man, I think most people, Jody, would say that I'm actually extra negative. Most okay. Charlie Borges is in there doing like the flip around gesture right now with his fingers.
So the Cutch thing, like emotionally, no, I'm not tied to him being a Pirate because he's already played for like 19 other teams.
True.
Like this isn't like a one cap guy, you know? And I mean, yeah, of course his best years were with the Pirates, but like sort of like holding on to him. No, I don't care about that. And then second, this isn't a team that can afford to have a below average OPS plus guy at DH. I mean, they need like,
he was above average for the last 2 years before this one. I mean, he was an objectively above average offensive player, to be fair to him.
Yeah, but what do you think he's going to trend upward if he trended downward? Like,
I think he's in a unique spot where as a DH, they just don't have the money to pay for power. So the next best thing that I would want is a guy who's a professional hitter. And I do think you can make like the argument that he at 39, the last thing to go is the power, even though he was down this year, and that he's still going to take walks, get on base. No, he went down. He went from 20 to 13. Okay. And 20 was kind of an outlier last season because he'd been a mid-teens guy. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just think if you're a team that's this patchwork, having this like sort of nostalgic act, you gotta walk away from it. Like, at some point, like, baseball has to be the priority. And I understand baseball sense maybe, but I just think that you have to move on. You got to get somebody in there that can really hit.
Here's the problem.
It's got to be more useful.
Thanks, Jody. Here's the problem. And I've seen a bunch of people tweet this already. Like, our buddy Hoagie just goes, I'd love to have him back for nostalgic purposes and because I love rooting for the guy, but ideally I want a DH with more power. Then, folks, show me where that guy's going to materialize. They cost money. The single two most expensive things, in my opinion, really, historically, it's always been this way, in baseball, are power at the plate, and really power pitching, but really elite pitching. Some random $20 million DH is not walking through that door.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.